we tried to leave on the 18th. We tried to make our flight on Continental, me and my 10 kids. They give me a choice. Either you leave with your three kids, the youngest three ones, 3 years old, 5 years old, and a 10 years old. I can leave with them, or I can go back with my other kids because they not allowed my other kids to go back with me. They said they have to go back to the West Bank, make a Palestinian ID and a Palestinian passport, and travel through Jordan. And they have to lose their ticket. They can't fly with their ticket.
A controversial and poorly publicized Israeli policy has apparently been instituted this year. It seems to treat American citizens who were born in the United States, but whose parents have lived in Palestine, differently from everyone else. Israel considers them to be Palestinian residents with respect to travel inside of Israel. Travel rights for residents of Palestine are severely restricted in Israel, including Ben-Gurion International Airport. Because Israel controls airspace above the West Bank and Gaza, Ben-Gurion is the closest international airport for Palestinians. Wadeed Yaqub was concerned that Israelis only prohibit people of Palestinian background from traveling, even though the children were born in America.
I think that's unfair because for them to, I have an American citizen, and my kids all born in America, but they don't treat us as an American. They don't care. They say, we don't care. You have American, they know my husband, he have a Palestinian ID. They said my kids, they have to go back, make Palestinian ID, and travel through Jordan. They cannot travel through the airport.
Ahmed Badir is the executive director of CARE Tampa and co-host of the WMNF program True Talk. He said that the policy that Israel is using does not represent democracy.
It's almost like establishing a policy where they don't want Palestinians who live in the States to ever return back home. Or they make it, for those that decide to go back, they're going to make it very difficult and in the way in and in the way out. And then they won't even be allowed to use an airport. That all other American citizens, I mean, how does that sound? To say all American citizens are welcome, except if you're Palestinian or Arab. I mean, that's not a free democratic society. That's not how we do business here in the States. And it shouldn't be how people do business overseas. I mean, it sounds like a double standard. Some people say it sounds racist. I mean, we used to have places like that here in this country that was only exclusive to a certain type of people. I don't think in 2007 that we should have those places around.
CARE wrote a letter to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on August 29th, asking for the State Department to convince Israel to allow the children of this American family to return home. CARE has also asked for help from a branch of the U.S. State Department, American Citizen Services, in Jerusalem. But this morning, an unsigned email from that office said they could not be of assistance because, quote, this is local travel policy and law, and blamed Palestinian Americans for not knowing that a policy of not allowing them to travel through Ben-Gurion Airport has become more widespread.
There's two options. Either the State Department can convince the Israeli authorities to approve this travel permit so they could leave out of Ben-Gurion Tel Aviv Airport, or they're going to have to dish out the $16,000 or whatever it will cost and make the dangerous trip through the bridge, the crossing into Amman, Jordan, and travel back. Those are the two options at hand. The third is just to stay put and in the West Bank.
Wadeed Yaqub disagreed with the principle of scrutinizing only a single group, people with Palestinian heritage, as a potential security threat.
Yeah, I think that's unfair because I have kids with me. Which terrorists they talk about? It's a little young kids with me. They all educated, they all intelligent, and you can tell from, they have a very good record. They have American citizen, they born in America, they have to treat them like an American citizen.
Palestine Yaqub is the 20-year-old daughter of Wadeed. This summer, she was refused entry to Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, but she chose not to fly to Jordan after returning to the U.S. She missed the weddings of her two brothers.
They want to register all the Palestinians. We are American citizens. We have only American passports. I don't think we should be forced to make, we should have own two passports. So I thought that was kind of unfair.
Rani Yaqub is 10 years old. He is the oldest child that was allowed to travel back to the U.S. with his mother. He says that he felt pretty bad that Israel kept seven of his brothers and sisters from returning home.
I hope they come back, all of them.
The mother, Wadeed Yaqub, says she hopes one day Palestinian Americans will be able to travel through the airport in Tel Aviv.
I hope we have the equal right to fly from the airport like any other, any other citizens. any other people.